federal tax credit.
Hi, this is Dave Grotchen. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe today. We're a proud supporter of Huron County hockey and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Okay, we're back at the Huron County Expo Center. We're watching the Midget League Championship game between Stone Cold and the Pirates. The Pirates have taken a 3-1 lead between periods. What should we see in the second period, John?
Well, DHD pretty much dominated, I would say, the first two-thirds of that period. Took a quick 3-goal lead. Stone Cold just got to play well defensively. They got Hearn and Travis Essemaker for DHD. They're controlling the game right now, and Stone Cold's got to stop them. Stone Cold's got to just get them at the blue line when they're coming in. I noticed Stone Cold at the beginning of the game was cheating a little bit defensively in the offensive zone, and that bit him.
That hurt him.
It really, really hurt him.
Yep.
So, they got a hole, but, they're taking baby steps right now. It's 3-1. They're only 2 goals back.
Okay, we're ready to start. Aiming against Essemaker for the face-off at center ice. And the puck's dropped, and it's won by the Pirates, and they play in their own zone where Ashton Rogenbach has control of it. Pass for Essemaker. He breaks across center. He's in with Booth and Hearn. The shot hits the mesh. That looks like it went off of the defenseman Stoken stick, and we'll have a face-off in the Stone Cold zone to the immediate right of Logan and Connors. So, looks like Stone Cold, that's about the first shot they've had in quite a while, and it was wide. So here we go. Face-off taken by number 24 for the Pirates is to Rogenbach. Rogenbach has a shot, hit the pad. Scooter comes in, a semi-breakaway, shoots, and he misses it. And puck goes it's off the net. He had a breakaway. He had two people behind him. He couldn't quite pull the trigger, and the shot went wide, and then he crashed into the net. Two or three players crashed in the net. Looks like the faceoff will stay in the defensive zone for the Pirates.
Well, Stone Cold's putting on the pressure again, so,
Turnover at the blue line.
They're doing what they need to do. Get some shots on net. Just play well defensively. I think they can get back in this game if they do that.
They should be able to. Amon's going to take the face off. He wins. The draw comes to the point. Stoken, instead of shooting, just puts it into the corner, and they throw it on the net. Jesse Rogenbach says, that's enough of that. We'll stop the play, and then we'll have another face off. Now we have, we're ready to go. Aiming it again against Essemaker. Aiming wins the draw again. It's backhanded from the point back in by number 99, Gorkowski. He keeps it in again. He's playing along the boards. Gorkowski fighting the board, keeps it in. There's the pass up the middle that doesn't click, and Gorkowski can't keep it in this time. And Shane Stoken has to go back and gather it behind his own net. He's being watched by Hearn from the Pirates. He circles his net, makes a backhand pass. For some reason, it goes in the air off of Amon's hand. Goes along the boards where he has to gather back up. He can't. Essemaker intercepts. A centering pass to number 13, Mitchell Hearn, and he tries to center it and doesn't go anywhere. Kennedy has a shot. He takes a blocker save off of Rogenbach. Rogenbach has the puck come up front, and he freezes it immediately.
I'm thinking quick off a bad bounce off the boards.
That was a lively bounce.
Yep.
Okay, we have a change of players here. The faceoff will stay in the Pirate zone to the right of goaltender Jesse Rogenbach. Crotchin will take the faceoff against Essemaker. We're waiting for everybody to get set up. Who wins the draw? Langley, a shot from the point. Lays in the front, tangle the players. Langley has a backhander. Ingram has a backhander. And it goes wide. It's checked down in the corner by Sosnowski. He's fighting over there with number 24, Essemaker. Number 44, Mitchell Smith gets involved, and now we have a call. We'll have to see what this call is. We don't have a signal yet.
I think we got somebody in the crease, so they're taking it outside the zone.
All right. In the Midget League, you can't be standing in the crease without the puck. Apparently somebody was. That was caught by the center ice referee, and we'll have a face-off at the blue line in the Pirate zone. Stone Cold wins it. Langley puts it in. Capron goes after it with number 37, Sosnowski. They tangle in the corner. Crotchin comes in. He pulls it free momentarily. Seaman has his momentarily. He goes to the play where Crotchin fights it out with number 8, Jordan Brown. It goes to the point. There's a shot from the point, and it trickles, hits the goaltender, and trickles off to the side where Seaman gobbles it up. He just simply flips at the center. Langley can't keep it in. Number 20, Jordan Smith at center, throws it in. It's kept in by Magnuson. Magnuson throws it in and goes behind the Stone Cold net where number 15, Mitchell Langley, plays it up on the boards. Seaman has it. He takes a shot. It's weak. It's fought off by the goaltender, and puck stays behind the goal. He's checked by Langley. Puck goes again behind the Stone Cold goal. Jordan Braun's fighting for it. He can't keep it in. Does come to the point. Seaman can't keep it in. Goes down the ice for Capeling. He'll have to go gather it up. It's in the corner, and they tangle the players. Crotch is able to come up with a Stone Cold, centering pass goes nowhere. Langley keeps it in at the center. Essenmaker can gobble it up. He gets it again. Magnuson has it at center. Right wing pass to Essenmaker. Essenmaker breaking in the right wing. Big body check there. Hand on by Amon on Essenmaker, and then they lose the puck, and now Hearn has to get it at center ice. He loses it, and it looks like Stone Cold is breaking in. They break in the right side momentarily, but they can't control it, and now we have a tangled player that's at center ice. We might, Kennedy falls down, he can't, and Hearn gets it. Hearn breaks across the line. He has Essenmaker with him. Essenmaker's checked off the puck neatly, and out to center comes Amon. Amon breaks across the center. He's being checked by Rogenbach. He just misses number 21, Schooley, with a pass, and coming out on the right wing is Rogenbach, number 28. He's got a shot. He shoots it wide and high, and it goes behind the net, where it's chased down by a couple Pirate players. They keep it in. It's kept in by Hearn all the way to the right corner. Hits nobody. Centering pass. Can't be controlled, and it goes off to the corner behind the net. Stone Cold can't get it out. Number 71, Shane Maurer, struggling with behind the goal. He hits it up to Kennedy, and Kennedy finally gets it out and shoots it to center. Ash and Rogenbach will have to go back and get it. He plays it out to center. Amon intercepts. He comes in. Slap shot. Big save there by Rogenbach. Goes in the corner. Schooley throws it out in front, and it's caught. We'll take a timeout. It's 3-1, Harbor Beach Pirates.
As a contractor, your equipment is subject to damages and losses that need specific coverage. Keep your equipment protected so you can continue business as usual with a commercial inland marine policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Receive broader coverage for large mobile equipment such as bulldozers, graders, hoists, tractors, and more. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Hi, this is Sean McVay. We've been insuring Thumb Area contractors since 1881. I can customize a plan specifically for your operation. We can save you money. For a no-obligation quote, contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Diamonds are forever, but what if you lose your wedding ring? Commit to protecting it for a lifetime with a personal articles floater from Auto Owners Insurance. A personal articles floater offers exceptional protection for your valuable possessions. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Protecting your personal articles is not expensive. In fact, the cost is quite minimal. This is Sean McVay. Let us provide a quote to keep your property, your home, and your personal articles safe, sound, and secure. Contact the McVay Insurance Agency at Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Welcome to the Huron County Expo Center. Watching the midget game 3-1, the DHD Pirates over the Stone Cold. We're going to have a face-off to start. Ball the face-off to the right of goaltender Logan Connors. Jesse Rogelbach, I'm sorry. Heyman will take the face-off for Stone Cold. He loses it, and Essenmaker wins it. He goes in the corner and wraps it around the board, looking for his left winger. The left winger, number 96, Matt Booth, throws it out to center ice. It's immediately brought back in. Schooley just misses an opportunity, and Hearn gobbles it up at the blue line, and he's off on the right side. He gets checked by Heyman, but he gets it back. He brings it in on the right side, goes in the corner. Borkowski attempts to check him and does come up with the puck. Gorkowski's attempt to Schooley does not get out in 44. Mitchell Smith keeps it in. They have a tangle of players in the right-hand corner. He goes in where Gorkowski has it. He shoots it up to the boards. It stays in. Oh, a big check on Essenmaker by Kennedy. And Amon tries to break out of center, but Essenmaker comes back and checks him. Hearn has it. He's looking with Booth and Essenmaker. They come in. There's a shot. It's not controlled by the goaltender. Oh, and there's a tangle of players. Number 96 slid through on his rear end through the goal. Apparently the referee couldn't see it, and the
apparently
was called.
Apparently the ref lost sight of the puck.
I think so.
Good scoring chance there for DHD.
Yep. That was such a big player falling on the winner, he didn't see it. So anyway, nothing comes into play. Smith will take the face off for the Pirates.